This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. In today's episode, we're going to deep dive into the topic of decluttering. Specifically, I'm going to share my 8 things that you should declutter from your life today. Now, you might be wondering why it's only 8 things. 8 is a lucky number in the Chinese culture and also in Emirati culture. I grew up with a lot of Chinese cultures and traditions. My dad worked for a Chinese bank, so we had a lot of friends who were Chinese and still are. And 8 has always been this lucky number for us. And then I moved to Dubai and found out that 8 was a very lucky number here as well. So it means a lot to me. So I wanted to give that meaning to you and to help you to declutter and organize to have a calm and organized house. That's why I'm going to give you 8. But before we jump into that, I want to tell you about my giveaway this month in June. One lucky listener will have the chance to win a virtual 1-hour session with me. You'll get organized, you'll get decluttered, I'll give you tips and my tricks. You know, you'll find out how to organize your space in that hour. So all you have to do is leave a review in Spotify, iTunes, podcast player, whichever one is your favorite one. The winner will be announced at the end of the month, so make sure you participate for your chance to win. So let's get started with today's episode. I often come across clients who feel overwhelmed by clutter and don't know where to start. So I've compiled a list of my favorite 8 areas that you can tackle right away. By decluttering these aspects of your life, you'll experience a new sense of space and freedom. So let's dive in. First of all, our area of focus is going to be your digital life. In today's digital age, we accumulate an incredible amount of virtual clutter. So start by going through your email inbox, deleting old and unnecessary emails. Then unsubscribe for newsletters you no longer read and organize your folders. Now, with the unsubscribing, what I do is as soon as something comes in now, if I see that it's junk, I don't just let it languish in the inbox. I unsubscribe immediately and then delete that. And so it's gone into the deleted box. So keep on doing that. And then when you get an email coming into your inbox, put it into a folder. So organize your folders. So I've talked about it before in FAT. There's an episode called FAT. You can have a listen there. I'll put it in the show notes as well. So have a listen to that and that will help you to file, act and toss any emails that are in your inbox. Also with the old emails, start from the oldest and move upwards because it's easier to remove old emails because you know that you don't need a lot of them now. Clear out unnecessary files from your computer and also organize your desktop. So what you can do is get all the folders and files that are in your desktop, put it into one folder, and then you can open that folder and do it by date wise. And again, remove anything that you don't need, remove screenshots that you've taken for some reason and never deleted, and remove duplicate files because lots of people have duplicate files on their desktop because they need it for printing or for review and then they don't need it because it's already in another folder. So just remove them. And remember, a clutter-free digital space can help you stay focused and productive. So if it all feels overwhelming, do a mini declutter in each section, spending 15 to 20 minutes focusing on decluttering the old files, decluttering the emails, decluttering your desktop. If, you know, don't do everything all at once because it will get too much. Our second area is to declutter your wardrobe. Now, most of us have clothing items that we no longer wear or that don't fit us anymore. So begin by removing anything that's damaged or worn out. Put those into a bag. You have a carrier bag and put it into your wardrobe. So every time you find something that you don't like, that doesn't fit, that's damaged, that's worn out, put it into that bag. And then when it's full, you can give it away for donation. If they are designer and in good condition, you can try and sell them as well. But get rid of the things that just don't suit you, don't look good, don't are just ugly. You shouldn't have bought, even if they've got the tags on them, just get rid of them. So decluttering your wardrobe will make getting dressed in the morning easier and more enjoyable, as you'll be able to find your stuff in less than 5 seconds moving forward. The kitchen is often the heart of the home, and it can also become a massive clutter magnet. So spend some time decluttering your kitchen by getting rid of expired food, donating duplicate utensils, and organizing your pantry. A well-organized kitchen will not only make meal prep more efficient, but also create a calming environment for your family. So as I've mentioned in previous episodes on the kitchen, you can do a mini declutter for each cupboard. I always suggest doing the food first because it's the most fun to see how old the stuff is that you've got. Like, you can see it by the years or the decades. Take a picture of it to remind yourself that you kept stuff languishing in your cupboard for 10 years when you didn't need to. And also you can see what you've bought and has been a complete waste of money. Now, I've just come back from Italy and I bought only one packet of pasta, but I saw people buying loads of packets of pasta, you know, especially the colored one, the multicolored one, or weird shapes and stuff. And I know from experience with clients that people will buy this and then they'll never eat it because they're like, I don't want to, you know, don't want to waste it. I've spent this money. I've been on that holiday. I'm not going to go back there again. I won't get that pasta. You can get that pasta again. You can get it online. You could buy it. You can go onto an Italian website and buy that pasta again if you need to. So use the things that you buy. If you go on holiday, you know, you buy something, food, spices, use it. If not, it's going to stay in your cupboard for many, many years. And then I'm going to laugh at you when I see it because it's like 10 years old. Other areas to consider are your crockery. So get rid of things that are mismatched, broken, cracked, look ugly, are dangerous, you know, especially glasses. Saucepans with no handles are bad. Saucepans which are completely burnt inside are bad. If that happens often, just go to somewhere like IKEA and buy saucepans. Their saucepans and frying pans are really good and they're a good price as well. Then also, you know, do the utensils. As I said, you know, many people have duplicate utensils. I mean, how many people need a potato masher? How many do you need? One, not three. Same with potato peelers. I know each person has their own favorite potato peeler, but you know, no, just buy one. So the same with everything. And then look at electronics. Lots of people have juicers. It was a phrase that everybody had, you know, buying lots of juicers. Not just one, but two. Spiralizers were, I think, the 2018 cool thing to have. So there's always a cool device to have, and then people don't use it. So then donate those or sell those electronics as well. So do, you know, do go through everything. Do a mini declutter of each cupboard, 10, 15 minutes. If you do that every day for a week, you'll declutter your kitchen really easily. Next, we're going to talk about something that's not physical. So decluttering isn't about physical, just about physical possessions. It's about clearing your mental clutter. So take some time each day to practice mindfulness or meditation. Create a habit of journaling to unload your thoughts and feelings onto paper. Identify the negative relationships or toxic friendships that may be cluttering your mind. I have talked about that before as well, about decluttering your, you know, negative friends or toxic relationships, because you need to for your own sanity and for your own well-being. And, you know, by decluttering your thoughts and emotions, you could create space for positivity and mental well-being. Now, I've started using an app on my phone that was suggested by a friend called Bloom, and it enables me to do a lot of mindfulness, do a lot of meditation every day. And it's only for about 5-6 minutes every day. You do different tasks, and you focus on areas that you need to focus on. You look at what's happened during your day and sort of unload on it, and then change your mindset to be more positive. Now, I've only been doing it for a few weeks, but it's been an interesting journey, and it's something that I look forward to doing now. I was a bit blasé about these kind of things before, even though I do meditate every so often, but I wasn't doing mindfulness as much as I should do. But by using this app, it sort of spurred me to think in a different way, to change my mindset into a more positive frame of mind. I know sometimes it sounds a bit like, ooh, you know, what's the word? you know, you hear and see these people talking on videos and on podcasts and being all like going up an ashram kind of thing, you know, like, I'm going to be a yogi, I'm going to meditate in a white. But it's not. This is more about changing for you, for your benefit. Let's, you know, forget about everybody else. It's to change you and flip it, you know. And it's just simple little tasks to flip your mind to think in a more positive way. There must be other apps out there as well. I mean, I was suggested this one by friends. So see what works for you. See what your friends suggest, because there's different ones for, you know, in different regions as well. But I found this one really useful. And because it's only a few minutes long, I can build the habit to do it every day. Okay, so that's your mental well-being. Next, I want to talk about sentimental items. Sentimental items hold a special place in our hearts, but they also become clutter. It's essential to strike a balance between meaningful items and hoarding unnecessary memorabilia. Evaluate each sentimental item and ask yourself if it truly brings you happiness or serves a purpose in your life. If you do like it, but it's very bulky, consider taking photographs of the items before letting them go to preserve that memory without the physical clutter. And moving forward, I've said it often, tell friends to not buy you crap from their holidays, because it's crap. It has no meaning to you. You didn't go on holiday to Seychelles. They've bought your shell and it has Seychelles on it. That doesn't mean anything to you. You know, people like buying me magnets and I don't like it because I want to buy the magnet of the country I've been to or the city I've been to. So I've told people to stop buying me stuff. It is very good that I have this job because I can tell people that if they buy me something, it will be clutter. So people don't buy me anything. But, you know, try and do that. Start changing the mindset of yourself and of other people and removing those sentimental items that are just weighing you down, taking up too much space. Are just not sentimental anymore. Next, I want to talk about finances. Now, finances can be a significant source of stress if they're not well organized. So I want you to take your time to declutter your financial life by organizing your bills, your statements, and important documents, whether it's in paper form or electronic. I put everything that comes in that's a statement now, because they will come by email, into a folder. And the same for bills as well. As soon as I paid it, I make a note that I paid it and it's all on, you know, saved into a folder. Now, a lot of them, you don't have to actually save them anymore, you know, after a year or two, because they'll still be on the account online. So for our electronics and water account, that stays in their system for a very long time. So I don't need to keep those bills myself. So, you know, organize everything, put it into a folder, and then do remove it every so often when you don't need it for tax purposes or for, you know, your accounting purposes. Then create a budget and identify any unnecessary subscriptions or expenses that can be eliminated. So have a look at your Google account, your Apple account, your iTunes account, and remove any subscriptions that you don't need. Now, I've done that before. I have mentioned it before. Recently, I got rid of a lot of subscriptions that I had, you know, especially for TV shows and stuff, because I was spending a huge amount of money on TV subscriptions and not watching everything. So I have streamlined down to what I love, and that's it. And the same with apps, you know, people subscribe to apps and then don't use them. If you're not using them, remove them so that you can save money. By streamlining your finances, you'll gain a sense of control and peace of mind. And that's what you want. You want to have financial declutter, you know, not remove the money, remove all the things that are taking your money away from you. Number seven is decluttering your social media. So social media has become an integral part of our lives. It can also be a breeding ground for clutter. So evaluate your social media accounts and unfollow or mute accounts that don't inspire or uplift you. That's happening a lot with Twitter right now. I'm on Twitter. I love Twitter. I've been on it since the beginning. But it's become such a toxic environment that I'm not on it as much as I used to be. And I'm getting rid of a lot of people that I'm finding are more toxic than they were before or are completely toxic now. Do unfollow people. If people on your Facebook account are driving you insane, even if they're your friends, once again, we're going back to the toxic relationships, but if they are toxic, if they're negative, if they're always moaning, or if they're always draining energy from your soul when you look at their social media account, unfollow them, mute them, you know, just get rid of them. Also consider deleting unused or outdated accounts to simplify your digital presence as well. So I've done that recently. I had an extra Instagram account for some reason, so I deleted that. And I've deleted, you know, other accounts as well. You know, I'm on various other social media accounts and I don't use them. Like, I'm not cool. I'm not hip with the kids, so I'm not going to use it. I love TikTok. TikTok is very addictive, but Snapchat has nothing, does nothing for me. So, you know, I've deleted it. So delete anything that you don't need, because you do want to remove your digital presence. And it just makes your life simpler. And remember, the goal is to curate a social media feed that brings you happiness and positivity. And that's what you want in your life. You know, we're going back to your mindfulness and meditation. It's all about being positive for yourself and helping yourself mentally and physically. Let's talk now about negative self-talk. And that's like our final area for today. Negative self-talk is like, you know, it's a significant drain on your mental and emotional well-being. So I want you to identify the negative thought patterns and challenge them with positive affirmations. Now, I know I'm sounding more woohoo today than normal, but like, I do think it worked. Like, I have been doing this for a while now, and I am finding it better for myself. It's better for my soul. It's better for my mind. It's better for my physical presence as well. So I surround myself now with supportive and uplifting people who encourage my growth, encourage my personal life, encourage my business life. They make me happy. They make me laugh. They bring me joy. You know, anyone that is negative, or if I talk negative, or if I rant, I will step back. I used to be a ranter, especially on places like Twitter. I have now rant less. You know, I still do rant every so often, but I am trying to declutter that negative self-talk so that I create a space for loving myself more and to improve my personal development. And it's taken me 45 years to get to this point. So I'm not telling you to do this immediately, but start to rephrase how you talk. Rephrase how you talk to yourself. You know, you're not stupid. You're not foolish. You're not incapable of doing something. You know, rephrase it and say, it's happened. I'm human. Let's move forward to the next thing. So first start with yourself. So stop the negative self-talk, or reduce the amount of negative self-talk and the negative thoughts about yourself, and start rephrasing it into a more positive affirmation or thought process. So I hope this has been helpful for you. So these are the 8 things you can try and declutter from your life moving forward. Now, as I said, don't do it all at once, otherwise you'll feel drained, you'll feel tired. So do a mini declutter on a lot of the stuff, especially the mental stuff. Especially the physical stuff. And you know, decluttering is a journey, and it's okay to start small. So take your time, be patient with yourself, and do celebrate each step of the progress along the way. And if you have done something amazing, share it with me, you know, put it in the comment box, send me a DM. It would be lovely to hear from you. Now, if you have any questions or need further guidance on your decluttering journey, you can feel free to reach out to me through my website, www.declutterme.com, or on my social media channels, which are at declutterme. And don't forget to enter the giveaway for a chance to win a 1-hour virtual session with myself. So thank you for tuning in to the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast. And I hope you have a lovely day wherever you are. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care. Bye.